tzaisin simin reish. Really, it's a very, very important tzais. So, one of the chidushim that emerged in today's daf is the concept of gitoy v'chatzeroy bonkachs. What was the case? Rava was the one that said the halacha. He said it actually in two oifanim. A man wants to divorce his wife. A woman can be misgareshes if her husband takes the get and puts it in her hand, or even if he doesn't put it in her hand, if he puts it in her chatzer, that in and of itself would be enough for the gerushin to go into effect. What would be if a man takes a get, he puts it into his own chatzer, and then he's makna the chatzer to his wife? Said Rava, she's koina the chatzer, and at the same exact second, she's also misgaresh. She's koina the chatzer, it was a regular shtar kinyan on the chatzer. The get was inside the chatzer. The minute it becomes her chatzer, it's now in her chatzer. The maisa hakna of the chatzer wears two hats. It's considered a maisa hakna. It's also considered a maisa v'nasa miyada. Gita v'chatzera ban ka'achas. And as a result, she's going to be megurashes. A little confusing, no question. But that's the halach. That's Rava's halach of gita v'chatzera ban ka'achas. And it's a chiddush gita v'chatzera ban ka'achas. Like we spoke out when we learned the daf, because you could have thought that maybe you would need the chatzah to be hers 1 second before he puts the get inside of it. The fact that at the same exact second that he's doing the mais and asina is where she's getting the yad, so to speak, to be the recipient of this mais and asina is a little bit of a chiddush. But at the same time, alzeh nema, this klal of gita v'chatzah ban ka'achas. The emes is that this idea of gita v'chatzah ban ka'achas is a mefurish gemara. Be'arichos, in the beginning of Perek HaZorek, one of the real important daf in the Masechta Gittin, it's Lekamon, it's Daf Ayin Zayin. And really what emerges from that Gemara is that every single time a man divorces his wife with Kinyan Chatzer, it's always working with Gita V'chatzer Rabban Ka'achas. Not just in Rava's case, which was a Chap case, but even in your standard traditional case, where a man goes over to his wife, I want to divorce you, and he drops the get in her chatzer. Not a chatzer that he was maknater this second at the same time that he was megarisha. A chatzer that she had on snachsa malog. She yarshin this 25 years ago. The halach is that too works, obviously, but it only works with kitav chatzer bankachas. What's the makar to all this? It's a mefurish gemar. The Mishnah says, hazoyre get lishtoy. If somebody throws a get to his wife, this is the makar to this concept of kinyan chatzer. How can a man divorce his wife by putting a get into her chatzer? L'chura, a man we know has chosen in his wife's nechosen. If it's nechsem alug, then he has at the very least kinyan peiros. If it's nechsem barzel, he owns the whole thing. But in the best case scenario, a woman can have nechsem alug. Nechsem alug, the kinyan peiros belongs to him. If that's the case, Freita Gemara Kasha, I don't understand how a man can ever divorce his wife with kinyan chatzer. L'chayra, mashne konsa isha kono baila, being that he has a kinyan peiros in it. And if that's the case, he didn't give it to her. He put it into something that's his. He put it in from one pocket into another pocket. How could you fulfill the mitzvah of an asamil? And the Gemara has a whole epic discussion about this halacha. And finally, Rava Amar. Rava said, "Atu yada milay kanyalei laba." I'll ask you a question. You have a problem with chatzar? Every time a man divorces his wife, doesn't she own her yad? So how does gerushin work? I mean, doesn't he own her yad? So how does gerushin work? Ella gita v'yada ban ka'achad. Must be, it's gita v'yada ban ka'achad. That at the same second that he gives her the get, she's kind of her yad. And the two things happen v'asachad, and that's how this plays itself out. Ochanam, gita v'chatzeir ban ka'achad. Here too, it's going to be gita v'chatzeir ban ka'achad. Amalei Ravina l'Rav Ashi. It's Ravina told Rav Ashi, Rava yad de'isha kon kashalei. What, Rava thought that a man owns his wife's hand? I mean, that's pushing it a little bit. It's true, maybe he owns her paycheck. He owns her income. There's no way that he owns So Rav Ashi told Ravina, no. Ravina did understand Rava. I know what Rava meant. Rava yad ho evet kakashale. What Rava was talking about was the yad of a evet. Lamando amar bishtar al yedei atzmo. According to Mandama, that says that if an other wants to be meshacher his evet knani, so if he takes the evet, the shtar, and he puts it into the hand of his evet knani, it works. That's what Rava was coming from. He said, I don't understand how that works. Bishtar al yedei atzmo. Yad evet ki yad rabbi damyo. Then evet knani zicha doesn't own his yad. Who owns his yad? The other owns his yad. Afo pikein, he puts the get into his yad and somehow he becomes free. How? You put it into your own yad. The teretz is elo gita v'yadei bankech. Hachanami gita v'chatzera bankech. The bottom line is, what emerges from this gemara is that every single time that a man divorces his wife, by putting it into her chatzer, it works with gita v'chatzera bankechas. Why? It's her chatzer. Because he owns the Kenyan Peiros. And because he owns the Kenyan Peiros, so that in and of itself would be a meniyah in a Kenyan chatzer. Mashakansi ishakana bailo. The teretz is gita v'chatzer, bankachet. Oh, and by the way, Rava said, every single time you do a get shichr, this is the way it works. Forget about chatzer. Every Kenyan shichr, every shtar shichr in the world has to come onto such a lumdus. Because how do you do a shtar shichr? You put it into the yad of the evet. L'chayra, yad evet is the yad rabbi. Sure, Elamai Gitoi V'yodai Banke Echad. If Gitoi V'yodai is Banke Echad, so Gita V'chatzer is Banke Echad as well. The bottom line is, there's a concept of Gitoi V'yodai Banke Echad. So I think it's kedai to just meditate on it for 1 minute, just to segue right into the Ketzai. It's not a long size, but just to appreciate a little bit what's happening over here. Let's focus more on the Gemara Nazarek. That's the more classic example of Gita V'yodai Banke Echad. Our Daf's case was a little bit more academic, but let's just stick with the more classic case. Talk about a get shechar. Gita V'yodai Banke Echad. It's an inherent paradox. A man wants to be meshacher his evet. In order for the man to be able to be meshacher his evet, he needs that the evet should have a yad. In order for the evet to have a yad, he has to be meshacher his evet. So it's a catch 22. You can't be meshacher your evet unless your evet has a yad. And your evet can't have a yad unless you meshacher the evet. So I think you would think that das balabayas would be, so there's no way to get this going. As a result, sheval tai sa'adav. There's a chiddush in Chazal called Gita V'yodai Bankech. That's not the way we look at it. What we say is they're both chal. The shichur works, he gets his yad, it all happens at the same second, and being that it all happens at the same second, everything is going to be okay. Meaning, you could hear in Sfarah that it shouldn't work at all. Kamash malon a chiddush, and that's really what it is, that Gita V'yodai is Bankech. And it's true by Shtar Shichur for an Eved Kenani, and it's true when it comes to Hazorik El Ishtai, as it relates to divorcing one's wife with a chatzah. And again, to be clear, in your classic Gerushin, you don't have to come on to Gita V'yodai Banke Echad. There's a Havamina in the Gemara. But the Maskana, not. It's a mistake. Gita V'yodai Banke Echad is true by a Shtar Shichur. It's not true by a Gerusha. And the reason is because a man does not own his wife's hand, although he owns the Maisi Adayim, but the actual hand he does not own. And it's for that reason, there you don't need it. Where do you need it? You need it for Kenyan chatzah of Gerushin. And you need it for every shtar shichur where you're giving the shtar shichur to the hand of the eved, and it works. Gita v'chatzera bank echad, gita v'yodai bank echad. It says the Ketzayis in Simin Reish Sivkotin Hei. Nistapakti. I had a suffix that was marish olamas. But Ruvein shenos and shtar matana l'shimin al besa. Ruvein wants to give his house as a gift to his friend Shimon. Reuven has a friend, Shimon, a tire you did, and he wants to give him a very, very nice matuna. He wants to give him a house. He's going to give him a bias. Okay. A house is nechasim sheesh l'machrayis, it's niktis bekesef shtar v'chazaka. He decides that the way he's going to be makna the house is by writing a shtar. So he took the shtar, and he had to give it to Shimon. But instead of physically giving it to Shimon, v'nosan ashtar b'toich besa, he put it into the house. For Amaloi, and he goes over to Shimon, and he tells him, "Hinini noisin lucha habayis imashtar matana b'toicha." So he wants to gift him a house. Okay, no problem. Gift him the house. So how do you get a house? So either you pay for it. I'm not paying for it. It's a shtar matana, right? You make a chazaka, no gadol parats. That's not what's happening here either. You give him a shtar matana. Who writes the shtar? The Mechayev writes the shtar. We had that in today's daf too. So the Reuven, who's giving the gift, he's going to sit down, he's going to write a shtar. What's he going to write? He's going to write that Beisi Nusunu L'chabe Matana. It's very simple. That's what he's going to write. Itchsim is done. So he's going to go, and he's going to now give him the house. No problem. How do you do a Kenyan shtar? you have to be zoichen it. So you take the shtar, you hand it, you do a mesiras hashtar. The recipient of the gift, he does a little meshicha, a little hagbah, he takes it in his hand, and now suddenly it belongs to him. He didn't want to do it that way. He said, I'm going to put it in the bias. Okay, I could hear that would work. Why? Because if the bias belongs to Shimon, so then it could work mitzad chatzar, right? There's something called kinyan chatzar. Chatzar doesn't only work for gerushin, it works in kinyanim as well. There's a kinyan called chatzar. The problem is that it's only the bias of Shimon if he was zoicha in the shtar. And he's only zoicha in the shtar if it's of his bias. So you have the same catch 22. So sedik tzois nistapakti. I have a sofik. Would this work or would this not work? Would Shimon be zoicha right now in the bias? Or would he not be zoicha in the bias? What's my tzad that should work? Gittin dafayin zayin. You see, gittin dafayin zayin, that when it comes to gerushin, da loch is gitta v'chatzera bankech. When it comes to shichur, gitta v'yodei bankech. So what about when it comes to a maton? Would you say gitta v'yodei bankech, or would you not say it when it comes to this situation? Says the k'tzois, ula'achar ha'iyun. The k'tzois says, I was ma'ayin in this inyan. La'achar ha'iyun, the amelus and the haravanya and the iyun of the k'tzois. He says, la'achar ha'iyun, nira pshita. It's posha to me, the kahai gavna in the zoich. That it's not going to work. It's not going to work. The kivan, the hachatz v'ashtar. Adayin lo yotze mirshusoy. Eich yiske boy ha'mekabel. U'me'ayin yil lo ha'la mekabel schiv. Ve'esoy b'shtar. Says the k'tzois, because how does it work? It's a catch 22. It doesn't get onto first base. So said the k'tzois, la'achar ha'iyun, it doesn't work. It doesn't work because the only way you're zoicha in the bias is if you were zoicha in the shtar. And the only way you're zoicha in the shtar is if you were zoicha in the bias. So says the Gzais, the Kivan, the Chatz of Ashtar, you weren't zoicha in the shtar, you weren't zoicha in the Chatz, so you have nothing. So ich is gabay amakabel. I mean, I knew like amakabel, schib the base of the shtar. That's what the Gzais says. Lach, it's posh, it doesn't. So the Gzais, oh, Damrino, and are you going to ask me, Gittin, that I in Zion, that you find over there, Gittin, the Chatzer, Banke Echa, Gittin, the other Banke Echa, nearer the Get Shani. He said, Get is different, don't schnell to Get the Kenyan. Why? The Get Isha, U the Eved, Loi Boyes Schia, She Yiske Derech Schia. The reason is, this is such an important Yisrael, Mesach, let's get that. Because, how does Gerishin happen? Man takes the Get, V'nasam B'yodah, he puts it into the hand of his wife. What does the woman have to do in order for her to be zoicha in the get? Nothing. She doesn't have to do anything. The criteria is the man puts it in her hand. As long as there's a get and it's in her hand, that's enough. She doesn't have to be koine, she doesn't have to do a meshicha, she doesn't have to do a akbah, she doesn't have to do anything. She doesn't have to be quote-unquote zoicha with whatever Chazal's definition of schia is. It just physically has to be in her hand. That's enough for it to happen. How do I know that, says the k'tzois? Because Gerisha works bal karcha. And if it works bal karcha, there's no schia. Because he can't force someone to be zoich in something. The teretz is from the fact that Gerisha works bal karcha, zoisoy meres, that's a raya, that all you need is for him to put it in her hand. And as long as the get is in her hand right now, that in of itself is going to be enough. So said the k'tois la'acharat iyo nirip shita, that avada, this whole kite v'yodei boin ke'echot business, is not something that really is mistaber. The kivin da chotz v'ashtar adayin v'yotzim reshuso, he doesn't have the chutz, he doesn't have the shtar. Eich yiske boy. It doesn't make any sense. Ah, it works by gerushin. Said the k'tzois, the reason it works by gerushin is because by gerushin she doesn't have to be zoicha the get. She doesn't have to have schi in the get. All you need is that the get should physically be in her hand. And for that gita v'yodei bon ke'echad, for that gita v'chatzeri bon ke'echad is going to be enough. But this is the yisoid that the k'tzois said. The yisoid that the k'tzois said is that when it says in the Torah, v'nosam v'yodei, you don't necessarily need that she should be zoicha in it. It's enough for v'nasim b'yada, that it is physically in her hand. You don't need a schia. And it's because you don't need a schia, says the k'tzois, that you have the halach of gita v'yada ban ke'echa. The k'tzois says, that I'll bring you another raya to this. We had yesterday's daf. Sholchum mitam. If a husband would write a get on Isurei Hana, the halach is, it would be a good get. Right? Writes it on Isurei Hana, he gives it to her, right? Tosfos spoke of that in today's daf. This is why Ksavas Kaka could also work. There's no halacha that you can't be over an Isser at the time that you're writing a get or at the time that you're giving over a get. There's no mitzvah above Avera components when it comes to Gesha. But Akapon, if somebody writes a get on Isurei Hana, it's going to be fine. Fake the Ksavas, that it's Yadua, the Rajban, the Tshuva. We spoke about yesterday fleetingly in the daf. But the Rajban says in the Tshuva that a person can't have any Schia in Isurei Hana. You can't be Zoicha in Isurei Hana. So, for example, if somebody wants to be Yoitza Dalad Mina with Isuri Ano, you want to be Makadash Anisha with Isuri Ano. You can't. You can't have Schia. You cannot own Isuri Ano. So Freit Diktzois, if you can't have Schia and Isuri Ano, had the Rashba learned Gittin Daf Yotes? How did he learn the fact that a get that's written on Isuri Ano is going to be okay? Gittin Daf Chav. How can you have a get on Isuri Ano? The Chayr, like the Rashba, but there's no Schia in Isuri Ano. How should you be Zoich in it? There's no schia in it. Zaktik Tzayis, it tells you don't have to be zoich in it. You don't need schia. All you need is that it should be v'nasa v'yada. And if all you need is that it should be v'nasa v'yada, that in and of itself, that in and of itself is going to be okay. Incidentally, the Tzayis says that it's pasha to me that if somebody wanted to make a regular shtar kinyan using Yisuri Ano, it wouldn't work. Because like the Rashba, you have no schia in Yisuri Ano, and when somebody is going to be kind of something with a shtar kinyan, the zoicha can't make any kinyan in it. He can't be zoicha in the shtar. And being that he can't be zoicha in the shtar, it's not going to work. Says the Ktzois, if this is the case, I'll tell you a very big chiddush. I found in the Chelkas Mechoykik, in Simul Amidbeis of Katan Vav, he says that if somebody would write a shtar kedushin, isha niktas bekesef shtar ubiya, if somebody would write a shtar kedushin on Isuri Ano, the halachas would work. The Iskish Havai Liyatziyah says the Ktoisa comes out of Murdi Gechidish and Lamdas. That just like when it comes to a get Isha, you don't need that the Isha should make a Schia in the get. It comes out then, L'chayra, Loiter Rashba, that Iskish Havai Liyatziyah tells me that Shtar Kedushin, you also don't need that the Koina that should have to make any kid. But again, this is Dvar Matikin that's going on in the Ktoisa. But says the Ktoisa, one Hoysafa. He says, Ubahachi Nicha Madikashali. He says, with this Yisoid, which is Pasha to the Ktoisa, I can answer something that bothered me very, very much. A riziga kasha. He says, the halacha is that a shtar shichrer, just like a get isha, has to be written lishma. Just like the kasa of law, get isha has to be written lishma. A shtar shichrer also has to be written lishma. The ktsoi says lashon is, vi halacha revachas bi yisroha. It's a halacha that everybody knows. Kid isha perikama de gittin, daftes amid beis, right? Where did the Gemara say it? Because the Braisa had said, shloisha dvarim, shavu gittay nashim lishchuri avadim. The Gemara asked the Kasha, there's another one. What about Lishma? Maybe that's before I nechtav. But according to Rabbah, why didn't you mention Lishma? You see that there's a din Lishma by Get Shecher, just like there's a din Lishma by Get Isha. That means that if you would write a Get Shecher and it wouldn't be Lishma, it wouldn't be okay. If a person has an Eved and he wants to sell his Eved now in the secondary market, he could. How would you be Makna the Eved? Eved is nechasim sheish l'macharayis niknin bekesnef shtar v'chazaka. If you wanted to be makne b'shtar, that's something you can do. How would you be makne b'shtar? It's very simple. You would sit down and you would write avdi my eved knuya l'cha mechura l'cha, whatever the transaction is, I would be makne it over to you. That's exactly the nusach of shtar shichur. You realize that? There's no difference between the nusach of a shtar shichur be'etzin and the nusach of a shtar kinyan if you wanted to be makne yev. So Freit Diktzois Achoshin and Simin Reish says, I don't understand. If somebody writes a get shichur and he writes it shaloi l'shma, it's possible. Why is it possible? Dao minei shtar shichur. Why is it gara from a shtar kinyan? Let it work mitzad shtar kinyan. Now you're going to tell me, you could be meshachar, you're eved with a shtar kinyan. You want to sell him? I hear. He's still an eved. The avdus is still intact. It's just transferring ownership, right? It's moving from person A to person B. It's a stock transfer, right? But if you want to go now and you want to be meshachar, make a taste you can do with a shtar kinyan. It's shmuz memra. Ha meshachar avdoy. Now even basay got a little excited over here. Ha meshachar avdoy yotzel lecher is a mutab baschirin. Shmuel, everybody agrees with Shmuel, but that's Shmuel's halacha. Ha meshachar avdoy yotzel lecher is umutab baschirin. So you see that the lecher is comes 100%, even if you're just meshacher, if you're mafker. Again, let's do this one more time. Ha mafker avdo yotzal lecheres umbutta bevascher. If someone's mafker is eved, is yotzal lecheres umbutta bevascher. You don't need to give him a shtar shichur. If you're mafker him, it's going to be okay. If when you're mafker him, it's going to be okay, legamre umbutta bevascher, then if you give him a shtar kinyan, he's also going to go free. So Freik the Ktzois, why does a get shichur have to be lishma? Every get shichur that shaloi lishma should be a shtar kinyan. And if it's a shtar kinyan, he should be meshuchr al shtar kinyan. You're going to tell me, mehecha teisi, you can be meshachr and eved al yedei shtar kinyan? Shmuz memra, hamafker avda yotzel lecheres umutab vaschayrin. So why should a shtar kinyan be any different? And the nusach of the shtar shechr sadik tzoyz is exactly like the nusach of the shtar kinyan, based on Gemara's. So if that's the case, why does it not work? The teretz is because every shtar shechr is an inherent issue. What's the inherent issue?
It's Gitei V'yadai Ban Ke'echad. L'chari doesn't have a yad until he gets to get Shichur. So if he doesn't have a yad until he gets to get Shichur, so you have a catch 22. It works by get Shichur. Because get Shichur, all you need is V'nasam V'yada. All you need is that he should physically have it in his hand. He doesn't have to be Zoich in the Shtar. Oh, but by Kinyan Shtar, you do have to make a Kinyan in the Shtar. You need a Shchi in the Shtar. And for that, you don't have Gitei V'yadai Ban Ke'echad. So that's a Raya Brewer, a Raya Neflah to my Sofik that I have. So the Ktois started off with a Sofik, Nesnapak. Just like you find Gita V'yadai Ban Ke'echad when it comes to a get Isha, when it comes to a get Shichur, what about when it comes to a Shtar Matana? Would you have it there too or not? And you would think, what's the difference? Get Isha, get Shichur, Shtar Matana, it's all Shtaris, it's all Me'inyan La'inyan Ba'is Inyan. Abazok Tiktais La'achar Ho'iyun, after Iyun, in Svaritz, Pshita, that it wouldn't work, and I have a Raya Nifla. The Raya is, because if you would tell me that it would work, then why is it that a get shichur that was written shaloi l'shma can't work mitzad shtar kinyan according to Shmuel that holds a mafker avda yotzal cheres the inner tzarech get shichur? The teretz must be because every single time you give a shtar to your eved, you have to come on to this chiddush of gita v'yadai ban ke'echad. If it's working with the chiddush of get shichur, there you could say Gita V'yadai Ban Ke'echad, because there he doesn't have to be Zoich in the Shtar. As long as he has it in his Rishos, that in of itself is going to be okay. But if you're working with Shtar Kinyan over there, you do have to be Zoich in it. And if you have to be Zoich in it over there, you can't say Gita V'yadai Ban Ke'echad. And being that it's only by Get Shichur has to be Lashma. That's why it would have to be Lashma. But the bottom line is, says the Ktois, it's Pshita to me in Svara, and he has a beautiful Raya. It's just Kedai to mention that all the London Mucha, very, very stark, no one really understands the Svara of the Ktois. As much as this is such a Geshmaki Ktois, like every Ktois is. But at the same time, the London Mucha, very, very much to understand. Why is it that when it comes to Schia, over there you can't say Gita V'yadai Ban Ke'echad, but when it comes to get Isha and get Shichur, where all you need is a Mais and a Sina Ba'alma, over there you would be able to leverage Gita V'yadai Ban Ke'echad, Rabbi Chanan, and Kovet Shurim, and Masechtis Kedushin, I think it's Sivkot and Kuf Ayin Ches, forgot to bring it with me. He asks it, he doesn't understand Pashim Shan and the Ktois and all the London, but it's just G'day to remember that the Ktois didn't just write this frivolously. La'achar ha'iyun. This was tremendous, tremendous iyun. La'achar ha'iyun. Nira pshita the kaigav ne'er zaycha. Yeah, okay. So l'maisa, I think we have to be ma'ayin, like the Ktois is ma'ayin, and then we'll see where we come out. But remember, the Ktois was la'achar ha'iyun. Nira pshita, he rather had a raya too. But the Ktois in Svara held very, 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 very stark. So we have to tap into the iyun of the Ktois a little bit to understand why it was so pshita to the Ktois this chilek.